Chapter 23. To obey or not to obey? That is the question. Throwing rocks. Dear Pearls, about 6 months ago, I noticed that every evening my husband started going to our spare room to work on his computer. One of our younger daughters often cried when he was around, and so he said he was giving her space and trying to avoid upsetting her. Besides, he was tired and wanted some peace after working all day. I inwardly wondered, but I let it pass. His evenings in the room started earlier and earlier, and lasted later as time passed. I would ask what he was doing, and he would say it was research for work or that he was trying to build a website. On occasion, I tried to get in the door to see him about something, but it was locked, and my husband would call out that it was because the kids would not leave him alone, so he had to keep it locked while he was in there. One day a friend came over, and I asked her if she would show me some things on the computer since I knew nothing about it. She was surprised because part of the wiring had been removed, so it could not be turned on. It was then I finally admitted to myself that my wonderful homeschooling church-leading husband was into porn. I fixed the window shades to where there was a tiny crack and moved the computer screen and desk a little, so that I could see the screen when I looked in through the shade from the outside. All day my blood boiled hotter and hotter. I was so mad it scared me. My husband went into the computer room right after dinner. I waited until I knew for sure the children were asleep, and then I went outside to peer into his office. What I saw on his screen was shocking. I will never forget it as long as I live. I am disgusted such a thing attracts him. I backed up in confusion and anger, and I just wanted to throw the wrath of God at him. That is when I remembered the big stones around the flower bed I was standing in. I picked up one about the size of a kitchen plate and threw it through that window just as hard as I could. It busted right through that recently installed Anderson window. My husband was running out to stop the bad guy by the time I got into the house. I passed him and ran straight into his room, carrying a rock with me, and finished the job. Of course, when he heard the smashing inside, he figured out that he had been caught. I was screaming like a crazy woman and bleeding from a few superficial wounds where glass had flown back at me. The kids woke up and came in crying, so it was the worst possible scene. My husband tried to pretend like I was a hysterical woman and that I had not seen any porn, but I was past his self-righteous nonsense. I told him that tomorrow I was going to call everyone we knew, including his mother, and tell them exactly what I saw. Then he started saying it was his first time. This only made me madder. He finally saw his act was up, and he began to break up with fear and shame of being exposed. I do not regret my actions at all. I felt God was at least as mad as me at this man who had expected his wife and children to exemplify Christ, was hiding behind a door, looking at filthy pictures. I did not tell on him, but he knows if he ever goes in and shuts a door or shuts himself off from his family again, I will assume he is into his evil trade, and I will talk and talk and talk. I don't consider it blackmail. It is accountability. He has proven he is not trustworthy, that he uses his authority and religious clout as a cover for his sin. So the doors will be open, and the children and I will have access to him at all times, and he will not have a job where he is free to play on the computer, and he will not go out at night without one of the children with him, and he will come straight home from work and not stop over for an hour or so anywhere to do whatever. I expect him to act like a husband and a father. I will forgive him and love him and honor him, but he will know there are some things that I need from him that will be a surety to me that he is remaining faithful and true. His openness to us will give me peace and cause me to believe in him. I write this as a testimony to you to share with others. I know you talk against religiously controlling women, yet somehow I believe you will understand and approve of what I did. Drastic times call for drastic measures. I believe if I had stored up my suspicions and tried to reason with my husband, he would have never confessed his sin, and I would have grown bitter and old, knowing he was an unfaithful deceiver. I know I would have come to hate him, and this would have destroyed us as surely as his porn was destroying us. He is thankful now that I threw the rock. He told me his first thought was that God had just broken into the room and it scared him bad. He said he needed to see how mad the porn made me, for him to see how really evil it was. We are rebuilding, and I know it will take time. I feel like we've been through a terrible battle, and we're both weary, but relieved it is over. I know there are thousands of women in my same shoes. Pray for us. Pray for my husband, Shannon.